Howdy, new buckaroos. Welcome to the Mock Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 28th of September, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kelly. How are you doing?
Not bad. How about you?
I could complain, but who'd listen?
Well, we kind of have a captive audience because it's here on the show, but I see your point. So also with me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Email Tuesday.
we are not here to freak you out. I always have to say that when Andrew's on and it's not Friday. So just so we're clear, we're not here to make anybody nervous. We're actually here to help. We're going to give you some tips about some interesting things that you can do to help reduce the amount of junk mail and unwanted email and that sort of stuff that you get on a regular basis, because I think we all get that, some more than others. And we're going to give you some tips on that. So the first one is, I believe, Jeff, this works for anybody who happens to be paying for any sort of iCloud storage, if I'm not mistaken. And this is a service from Apple called Hide My Email.
Yeah, it does just that. It allows you to create a completely random email address that has no resemblance to yours whatsoever. And it fills that in on whatever form or app you're signing up for. Mm-hmm. And then any email that web page or that app send to that gets forwarded to your real email address without the people on the other end of the internet knowing what your real address is.
Okay. So this is a lot like sign in with Apple, but for email, where
Correct. It
spins up sort of a gibberish address and it works for everything, but then Right. It does, but it's not showing your actual email address to anybody.
Well, now there is a hide my email function within sign in with Apple.
Okay.
And what this is doing, if you have paid iCloud storage, you have an iCloud Plus account. Mm-hmm. And it brings that hide my email function to more than just places that are using the single sign in from Apple.
All right. But it's the same idea is what I'm getting to. Like this is similar to that where your actual email address is not the one that is what they have in customer records or whatever. So, okay.
Absolutely. Yep.
Interesting. Okay. And so this is part of, I guess this would be a rebrand because it was just you were paying for iCloud storage forever. And now if you are paying for it, what you're actually paying for is iCloud Plus. And it comes with these other features, right? And this is one of them.
It's one of them. Yep.
Okay. That's where we're at. So this is an interesting feature. And one of the nice things about it is that then if you are using this, you can decide at some point, like, I don't want to get this email anymore. Or maybe they sold your email address. Maybe Andrew and I talked about them on Security Friday and you found out that all of the data that they were keeping on their servers wasn't behind a password or, you know, whatever other sort of nonsense people get up to with that sort of thing, and you've decided you don't want to get that email anymore, you can just send it straight to DevNull, right? I'm not sure if that...
Yeah,
I think that's
absolutely
a thing, right? Okay.
Yeah, you can deactivate it. I thought you could just choose to not have it forward anymore, but I'm not seeing that option.
Okay.
So basically, you deactivate it and you don't get emails from it anymore.
Okay. And then that email address is effectively eliminated and then you...
Correct.
End of story.
And then, yeah, if they keep trying to send email to it, they're going to get a mailbox not found error message.
Yeah, it'll just bounce. So it'll look like it will look like the address is invalid for people playing along at home. And then that way... just move on with your life and, you know, they get a pretend email address and that's the end of it. So that'll be a good thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and again, if you were paying anything, even, I think 99 cents a month, gets you some amount of iCloud storage. If you were paying even just that amount, you get this service as part of that. It's one of a number of things, and we'll talk about some of those other things later on other shows. But today we mostly wanted to talk about the email solutions we have. And there are other email solutions we are going to talk about shortly. There's one that was just announced today, as a matter of fact, and we have a couple of tips after that. But first, I'd like to take a minute and tell you about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor this week, speaking of keeping people safe, is SimpliSafe. And I've told you about SimpliSafe before. Their founders wanted to build a security system that was easy to set up and use. And as part of that system, they now have an outdoor security camera. Just like their other products, this seems like something that was designed by somebody who actually tried to use other available security cameras. And the reason you can tell is because it's got really high resolution. You can get it at 1080p. It's got 8x zoom. It's got night vision. It's got a rechargeable battery that's easy to remove. Ask me why that's very exciting to me. And it's got integration with any SimpliSafe setup, whether it's new or existing. And SimpliSafe is celebrating this product with 20% off a new system and the first month of interactive monitoring for free. All you have to do is go to simplisafe.com/TDO and customize a system that will protect your home and family. That's simplisafe.com/TDO, SimpliSafe.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank SimpliSafe for sponsoring the show today. Now, the other thing we have to discuss today, as I said before, is we have something that was announced just today, which is 1Password teaming up with a company called Fastmail.
Yes. So 1Password announces today they are rolling out a feature for people called Masked Email. And it does the same thing that Hide My Email does for iCloud by teaming up with Fastmail. And whenever you sign up for an account using the 1Password desktop extension in the browser, mm-hmm. It lets you create a new unique email address according to Fastmail's website. It says they support over 600 alias addresses.
Oh, dang. That's a lot of email. So the nice thing about this is that this just sort of levels up your unique information. So instead of just having a unique password on every single website that you visit, you can even have a unique email address for every one of those if you are a Fastmail customer, right?
Yes. So that's the other part. They did mention you have to sign up for a Fastmail subscription. On their website, they say a basic plan is $3 per user per month, okay, which gives you 2 gigs of cloud storage, their masked email addresses, a whole bunch of other features. So I would say Hide My Email may be a better option just because it's cheaper. Because I think the 50 gig iCloud storage is still $1 a month.
Yeah.
It's 99 cents a month.
Yeah. And that's for 200 gigabytes of storage. So if you were paying Apple 99 cents a month for extra storage for your camera roll, like some people do, and some of those people might be named Kelly Gamont, then you are able to get that. You're able to get the Hide My Email service as part of that for free. And this is interesting because, like I said, this is just leveling up, not just having a unique password, but also having a unique email address. And they offer the same features that we talked about with Hide My Email, right, Andrew, where you can just say, I'm done receiving email from them now and turn off the address, essentially.
Yeah, so they shared a couple of screenshots, 1Password did, and one of the screenshots says, in the menu option for the email in the 1Password extension, they are highlighting a menu item called Block Incoming Emails.
Okay. So, sounds like it's pretty much the same thing. If you use Fastmail or you're doing, or maybe you are interested in checking out Fastmail, because learning about this sort of made me interested and maybe this is something that I should be trying out. Like Andrew said, you can get in.
Kelly,
yeah.
there's one big distinction between what Fastmail is doing and what Hide My Email does.
Okay.
With Fastmail, you can just not get the emails. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, they have no idea that that's happening, other than you've quit clicking on the emails, you've quit answering them or whatever. But the email is still, it still accepts. It just immediately gets deleted.
Oh, okay. But it still looks like a legitimate address.
Right, right.
Okay.
Whereas with the iCloud Plus Hide My Email option, your only choice is to deactivate it.
Okay.
Yeah, which that's will a good point.
Basically make it no longer exists.
Okay. Right. Okay. That's an important distinction. While we're here, we have a quick tip for another thing that you can do, and that is something called sub-addressing. And this is sort of spinning up your own aliases for this stuff. So if you have an iCloud email address that you use regularly, or you have a Gmail address that you use regularly, this works on both of those. I can't confirm it works on any other services, but here's what you do. So you go shopping and you buy stuff at Macy's, and Macy's says, "Can I have your email address?" And you say, "Sure." And you tell them that your email is kelly+macy's@gmail.com. And they go, "Okay, great." And then they send you email. And then eventually Macy's decides to sell their customer list to somebody, and now all of a sudden you're getting a bunch of spam to kelly+macy's@gmail.com. You go create a mail rule that says, this mail is deleted immediately and I never read it, and it's marked as read and thrown in the trash and you know, deleted with extreme prejudice, and you're done. I use this constantly with Gmail addresses, and I have it set up with my iCloud email. And the reason I do it is because I just put stuff in folders. So I have like a folder for email I get from places that I shop, and I have a folder for places, you know, like social media stuff all gets sort of the same kind of address. And I can make all of those work pretty easily overall, because then that way, like, as soon as somebody decide, you know, Montgomery Wards has sold my email address, and now I can just decide I don't get email from them anymore. It's pretty easy. It costs nothing. It's just a little bit of time to set up if you haven't done it already. And sometimes that can be really useful. And so it may be something that works with your email service. I don't know that for sure, but it's called sub-addressing. And it may be something that you want to look into, if for no other reason, like we said at the beginning of the show. Most people get lots and lots of email, and this is sometimes an easy way to filter some of that out, or at least put it in a folder where, like, you're going to sit down and look at shopping emails. You know, it's getting to be time for like Black Friday stuff to show up in your inbox and all those sorts of things. So you can get all of those things happening pretty easily.
And most of the time when you do the sub addressing, usually the plus sign, that doesn't count against your email aliases.
Right.
So like with iCloud Mail, you get up to 3 aliases, but you can do as many plus addresses as you want and they don't count.
Right. Yeah.
And so, I did see that Fastmail supports that too.
Oh, okay. That's fantastic. So this is it's a nice thing to use. Like I said, I use it for sort of big buckets. Like I have, you know, social media email that all goes to a place, and I have shopping emails that all go to a place, and you know, I can set all those up and have them route directly, and then I can sit down and look at, you know, batch kind of all those emails at the same time, and it makes processing that go a little bit faster. So if you have that issue as well, then maybe sub addressing is something that will work for you. You can get a hold of us if you have feedback about this, or if you have questions about this, or if you have a clever mail rule that maybe I should be using, because I can't even tell you how much email I get in a day. You can get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com. You can reach us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. So, Andrew, thanks so much for coming by today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I like having you here when we don't have to talk about stuff that just drives us to drink heavily when we're done recording the shows. It's very nice to have you here for other information. So, and I will point out, we're going to have more information on things you can do with your email on Security Friday. But again, from a positive light, not from a this is who screwed with your email this week kind of situation. Mm-hmm. We may have that. It's not Friday yet. That may come up still, but as of now, that's not an issue. Also with me, Jeff Butts. Thanks so much for coming by, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here, and I'm glad to have both of you here to talk about email tips. Like, I seriously feel like I have to go set up a Fastmail address now, so I'm going to do that, and we're going to call it for today. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.